Blog Talk Radio. onehappybirthday.com.
Hello. Good morning in the U.S. to the U.S. listeners, and good afternoon and good evening and good night to my international listeners. I am Beth, and you're listening to Motivating Monday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes that I've been receiving the entire month, and especially on my birthday, my actual birthday, which was Saturday, August 11th. Please excuse me, my voice is like practically gone, but I'm happy. I'm so blessed to have seen my birthday. So I thank God for allowing me to see a birthday, and I thank God for the many blessed loved ones and listeners and supporters and those of you who consider yourself fans for showing your love and affection for me during my birthday month and also my actual birthday. And also shout out to fellow Leos and August babies. It's just been an amazing month, and had a fun time eating cake with a few friends of mine, a few true homies, and Samira and her staff. And so thank you to Samira, and a big shout out to my friends who dropped by to wish me a happy birthday, like Rain Man and his protege Maul, and some of my neighborhood homies here in North Jackson, Lake Hyco area, who came to Samira. Samira is located in the historic area of Georgetown community, which is my roots in Jackson. It's like in the middle of Jackson, like centrally located. So just a big shout out to those friends, and thank you, Trevino, for your birthday rhyme, and just a big shout out to Randy, also known as Dr. Nod. He provides music often at the park, at Hyco Park. I had a blast of a weekend. I didn't make it to the park on Sunday because I literally had not slept really since Friday night, and prepared for the just to eat cake with my friends that evening. Still plan on going to the zoo next Saturday, and well, this coming up Saturday. And but you can hear my voice is just practically gone, but you know, I'm okay. And I'm happy and smiling. And then Sunday morning, just had a blast of a good time, a blessed and great time. I haven't been to church since Easter. And just, oh, my God, I had to go to the altar. And just thank God, thank Jesus Christ for allowing me to see another birthday. And prayerfully, I've seen several more birthdays. I feel like many of you, I feel like I have so much to do, allowing God to use me as an instrument. And just I like living. And but had a blessed good time. So I'm a shout out to the church where I've been a member of since the late 90s, Cathedral AME Zion Church, located right here in Jackson, Mississippi, on East Northside Drive, pastored by Dr. Reverend John C. Evans Jr. Amazing congregation. Thank you for Miss Laurie. So just wow, and it's just amazing, amazing. It was always amazing, but just thanking God and being at church on yesterday morning was just amazing, and the dance ministry was amazing. Just everything was amazing. I think I posted a little on my YouTube channel or whatever. I'll do my best to post what I can of yesterday's service. The Reverend and the choir had performed a certain song, and he was like, I don't want to see that on YouTube, not until we professionally record this one. I like the video, especially the sing and also parts of service, but like little snippets. And so I was like, well, I'm up here up front, so I hadn't posted it. It was just a fun, fun, good time. So my voice might have been raspy anyway, but after an amazing good time, a couple hours at church and just letting go and letting God, man. Then when I made it home, a couple of my good friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses were literally at the door ringing the doorbell to present me with Watchtower meds and, you know, share some scriptures from the Bible. So even though I was kind of exhausted, and I know when we talk a long time, and we did, So it's a big shout out to Mrs. Linda Buck and her daughter Brandy also. I love their visits when they stop by to talk about the Kingdom of Jehovah. So that was a blessing right there. We also talked about the massacre at the movies also that happened in Denver and other things also. But it just so happened she shared scripture with me about, you know, the Lazarus story, which, you know, happened in the city of Bethany, my full name. So I don't mean to just go on and on, but I just wanted to thank all those of you that wish me a happy birthday and still wish me a happy birthday, because I'm recognizing this entire month, which I do sometimes. But we have, pretty much a lot to talk about. I'll open the chat room up also. I'm glad that I have my Androids back to functioning properly also. So, again, I'm going to shout out a T-Mobile location on East Caroline Road in Ridgeland, Mississippi, too. And also shout out to when a car salesman calls you on your birthday and wish you happy birthday, that's a good sign. So I'm going to shout out Watson Ford also, Peggy and Rick. Peggy Watson Atkins and Rick, a sales guy there, for calling me, wish me happy birthday. That's a good sign, so I better go. And because I had told them I would come and test drive definitely before my birthday to celebrate my birthday, and prayerfully I have a new ride. So it's a good sign when your car salesman calls you on your birthday and tell you happy birthday. And I have another regular sales guy also at Karen Curie's Chevy dealership. I have always loved Chevy's, but also doing some sports are awesome also. So I definitely need like a mini SUV. So that's a good sign to receive. And that was a good feeling to receive like happy birthday message from your car sales guy. So again, just want to shout them out and let you all know about Watson Quality Foods also here in Jackson, Mississippi. But we have a lot to talk about. Jennifer Aniston is now engaged to her good-looking, multi-talented fiancé. And, you know, there's some rumors also that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie either got married this past weekend or they will be getting married, like, within the next week, no later than next week. So we'll be finding out 411 on what's going on with that couple. And, wow, and Chad Justin has been released from the Miami Dolphins regarding the domestic violence alleged deal that happened over the weekend. I think he's still locked up, right? He's supposed to, be released this morning, but he might not have been released from jail yet, but he has been released from the Miami Dolphins. I was so happy for him also to be a part of the Miami Dolphins team. And so, wow, that's something. But, again, you are listening to Motivate Mondays, and we will talk about Walk Off the Way also. But here's Dread Days, and my apologies also if my voice is irking you. But it's Dread Days, one of my favorite reggae groups, Itasso.
Itasso. Love you so much. Your mind, your mind, and girl, when you recline, I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. You start to disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. So reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the wind, the change comes blowing through, with the love that's true, I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and
we'll be right back.
me. My name is Beth, and I am funky. If that's not motivating for Motivating Monday, then I don't know what is, because that's Prince, Funky Funky. That's a MPG Master Mix from a SoundCloud.com friend of mine, Martin Smith. And before that, you heard I'm Gonna Hold You. I love that song. I love that artist, David Hamilton, awesome country rock singer. He has covered Lenny Kravitz's song also, Flyaway. Check out his YouTube channel and check out his website at Davey Hamilton. Amazing, amazing. We have a caller, so let's see what's up. Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on the air with Miss Beth Nelson?
Yes, hi.
Hello, Miss Beth Nelson. I called in to just to say hi and to give you a shout out. Been pretty long time friend of mine on Facebook, and I just called in to give you just to say hi, basically. You know what I mean? My name is William Perez.
Yeah, I kind of recognize the voice. I just thought to myself, this sounds like William.
Yeah, exactly. William Perez, that's me.
Yeah, what's up, William?
Hi, Miss Nelson, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
I kind of recognized the name, and I knew it was one of my top Facebook friends. By you calling me Miss Beth Nelson.
I would call you Miss Nelson. I just pretty much called to give you a little shout out and just to say hi. I don't know exactly what the topic is on your show today, but I want to add that maybe give me a link on my wall so I can find you a little easier. I was going through different radio talk shows just to find you. It was pretty difficult to find you on the air today. But I
thought you never have trouble tuning in.
Yeah, please give me a personal link so I can find you easier on my wall, please, because I had to go through like all the radio talk shows and I was like, wait a minute, this is not right. This is not Miss Buck Nelson.
Well, even on my wall, if you just click the link,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Did you just, like, I have the link all over my Facebook page. If you just click the link, you should come directly. That didn't happen.
I know. Yeah. Well, see, I eventually found you, obviously, because I'm talking to you now, but...
yeah.
But, no, it was, I mean, you have so many links. I was like, wait a minute. You have the Twitter, the Facebook. I said, wait a minute, which link is the one that is on live now? It's like, wow, it was difficult.
Really. Uh-huh.
But I just called to say hi, and I love you, and I love your show.
And thank you to Power 105. I'm always thinking Power 105, too, since you told me that they
Power 105, yeah, Hot 97 in New York,
Does everyone know what you're representing? You're representing where?
I represent Binghamton right now. This is where I live, but...
Where?
I'm originally from Binghamton, New York. It's upstate from New York City. I represent Binghamton, New York. This is where I live. County. I know you're all the way out in Mississippi.
I love the coming from New York. I've never been to New York, but like one of my favorite places I've never been to, and I prayerfully will visit there real soon.
Yeah,
but I love the love that I'm getting.
I appreciate your friendship on Facebook. I don't know exactly how long you've been on my page, but it must be years. I don't know exactly when it was, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, I just called just to give you a shout out and to thank you for your friendship, because you are an inspiration to me.
You're welcome. And you're an inspiration to me also. And shout out to you and also your friend Lewis also.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know about that. We had a fallout. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I had to delete him as a friend on Facebook because he was doing some spamming on my page that I really didn't appreciate. And, you know, I know him personally. I mean, you know, he doesn't live too far from where I live now. But, but we had a fallout. I mean, you know, he represented himself as being an Abraham Lincoln type person, where he says that I am the spoken truth. I do not lie. I've caught him many times doing the very opposite. And that's not the only reason why I blocked him or deleted him as a friend on Facebook, but because he was spamming on my page, that's two. And basically he was doing some other stuff that, you know, it's hard to explain. It's just his attitude, you know, because he's getting like a swollen head because of his quote unquote popularity and
because you introduced me to him because of his talent, and he definitely is talented. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm not even going to go into that. I'm not even going to go down that avenue right now. But I don't know about his talent, because all he really does is lip sync, you know, and that's not a talent.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I forgot the names sort of those two that, all he really does is lip sync to songs. I mean, it's not like he creates his own, you know what I mean? He does is lip sync to other songs from other artists. I mean, that's not a talent, you know. But you know.
I seen a couple of his videos doing shows, like outdoor shows up there.
Yeah.
And so, you know. So, oh, okay. Wow.
So, basically, he was. He openly stated that he likes to push people's buttons on Facebook.
Oh.
Pretty much get under their skin. He stated this openly to me on Facebook. And I've called him many times trying to get under my skin, and he does a good job. I mean, basically, he's a pain in the ass. Basically.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, so that's why, I mean, he does things to get under people's skin. Now, one was he posted a picture of the World Trade Center bombing. Not the bombing, the actual airplane going into the tower.
No way.
Yeah, and he said multi-kill. And he was, like, really happy about this whole thing. And the whole thing was that he did this the day after 4th of July weekend. And, you know,
wow.
I had a lot of people die, personal friends of mine, die in the World Trade Center that day. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I had people die, and he's... All of a sudden, now he's like, you know, he's like an A-Rab or something, talking about multi-kill, you know, he's like, you
wow.
know.
Yeah, see,
I said, what are you talking about, man?
I didn't see that post. I hadn't seen any kind of post like that from him. Wow.
Yeah, it was like, the day after the 4th of July weekend, where he he posted. I mean, it was a picture of the explosion where the airplane went crashed right into the World Trade Center, and he was like, multi-kill. And I said, what are you, a freaking Arab? You know, are you a terrorist all of a sudden? What is your problem, man? You know, and he was like all happy about it, you know. And I said, well, you know, I had to delete him, you know what I mean? So he has no talent for one, you know, because all he does is lip sync. I can't recall the two long hair artists that way back in the days did the same thing. One killed himself. I can't remember the names. Anyway, well, it escapes me now. But anyway,
well-known a New Yorker. A well-known rap artist or someone up there in New York.
Oh no! These were a duo from way back in the day. They were British black artists from way back in the day.
You talking about Milli Vanilli?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Milli Vanilli, exactly. He does the same thing.
I loved Milli Vanilli. And then it turned out. And it actually turned out that they actually could sing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But see, Louis Rosado does the same thing, and that's not a talent. I mean, I love Milli Vanilli, you know, it excited me to see, you know, what the results were from, you know, their lip syncing, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, one killed himself. I mean, that's sad, and, you know.
Yeah, but the other one is still doing things.
It's sad to say that, you know, they actually.
Man is doing things, still recording and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it was all lip sync. I mean, they were just pretty much doing, you know, singing, you know, over other people's songs.
But
whatever.
You know what, record company that was put them in that position, remember?
Exactly. I mean, I'm sorry, what? Say that again.
Well, I can't remember the record company, but the record company had put them in that position, remember?
Yeah, well, see, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, it's not a talent. I mean, I love Milli Vanilli.
And see, remember that was the same issue with CNC Music Factory.
Exactly. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Was it CNC Music Factory, or was it the other group?
It was a group
similar to CNC Music Factory. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but
I think it was CNC. And they had the dark skin chick, and I thought it really was a full figure.
The original singer was a heavy set black woman, and they didn't want that image on their video. So what they did was get rid of the heavy set black woman, and
they
then
got the
thinner
black woman.
Exactly, and they were listening to pretty much her songs or singing her lines is what they were doing.
Yeah, pretty much listening, like you said. So I had no idea, because I've seen some of his videos at outdoor functions, and so I know rap artists, you know, like to have their own instrumentals, and sometimes a rap over some of their own song lyrics, but I had no idea that I was watching him listening.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, you know, he does that. But yeah, CNC Music Factory, they pretty much did the same thing. I wasn't even thinking about Louis until you mentioned his name. I was like, wow, you know.
Yeah, I had no idea, but I'm glad you told me that too, because you know how I like to, you know, I try to eliminate any type of negative stalking or harassing or negative type of stuff. You know, I know you're real blunt, but, you know, it's important for us to be blunt and open. about our opinions, but still the love. But, you know, like, I'm glad you warned me about that because I had never seen those postings. That might would have freaked me out if I had seen it. I'm glad I did.
Yeah, he did that terrorist bombing thing in World Trade Center. And not the bombing, the whole, I forgot what it was, the last attack on the World Trade Center with the airplane thing.
I thought you,
I mean, I had three friends.
Yeah,
personal,
it was
I mean, yeah, it was yeah. It was a terrible loss, and I wasn't going to go about explaining that to him because he openly admitted that he likes to push people's buttons and pretty much pissed them off. So I said, well, you know, this is got to stop. I mean, just spamming on my page and I had to block him. So I mean, you know, he was expressing the fact that you was gonna have him on the that you were going to have him on your show. And I don't know, you know what I'm saying? After that day, then I said, well, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to, I don't know. I just didn't have the heart to tell you at the time or to write on your wall about the whole incident.
And now you're telling me in an open forum, the whole world is listening.
Exactly, yeah. So I figured, you know, you brought his name up, so I said, well, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to blow up his spot right now, you know? Yeah, you know, I had to blow up his spot right here, you know, make a whole nationwide statement about, you know, Luis Rosado and his spoken truth, quote unquote, Abraham Lincoln type, you know, and please, give me a break, you know? I mean, I caught him in so many lies and I don't know, you know. He's false.
Wow.
He's false. In a nutshell, he's false. He's not Abraham Lincoln. You know, he's not the spoken truth because he's a damn liar. You know what I mean? So I'm making it public that, you know, that's it.
Wow.
In a nutshell.
I had no idea that I was still looking forward to having him on the show, but, you know, you never know what would come out of a person's mouth, so I would think he would stay focused on the music and not talk about, like, something like you were talking about when he posted. Yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of other stuff going on. If you want to say, did you watch the Olympics?
I still watched some of it, but, you know, it's kind of boring. I'm not really an Olympic type person, especially when it's being televised in London. I don't know. Not too much for London. But anyway, I'm not.
A lot of London listeners are listening. On Friday, one of my listeners and a Blog Talk Radio host called in on Friday. So London loves Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So
see, I'm basically a loner. Nobody really, you know, cares to talk to me.
You do like sports, though, don't you? You heard about Chad Johnson?
Excuse me, say that again?
I said you do like sports, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I have to.
About Chad?
Huh?
You hear about Chad Johnson?
Chad Johnson? Who's that?
Chad Ochocinco.
No, I'm not familiar. You know, give me a lowdown, please.
You know, Ochocinco. He used to play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he and Terrell was like, you know, the buzz when they were playing for the Bengals.
Yeah.
He changed his name back to Johnson because you know he was calling himself Chad with Ochocinco.
Oh.
You hadn't heard about what
happened.
That's
why I was confused. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Exactly. He went back to his name, Johnson, because when he got married, his wife wanted him to use his name Johnson. But, you know, he had married one of the basketball wives. You know the reality show Basketball Wives?
Yeah, Basketball Wives. Yeah, I remember that show.
He's in jail.
he signed with Miami Dolphins. You know, he's been practicing and playing with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't know if you had heard about him. His wife, he's like locked up right now for domestic violence.
Oh, really? So, he got arrested?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and then the Miami have released him.
Wow.
Yeah, because
wow.
They were riding in the car together, and she looked and saw a receipt where he had bought condoms. And so she went off on him. And so they said he headbutted her. But then I think he's saying this was an accident, that he didn't headbutt her on purpose.
Yeah.
But she called 911. So I didn't know if you've been hearing about that. But any other thing that you want to talk about, like sports or like other news or what's up there in New York?
Wow. Yeah, you confused me with the name. I said, no, I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not too much for football either. I don't know, you know, it's kind of hard to watch a football game by myself, you know, if I had a crowd or if I had close friends, which I don't. I mean, it would be easier to watch sporting events, but, you know, I can't. You know what I mean? I can't do it by myself.
Well, I know you like basketball, so Team USA did win the gold.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's LeBron and Kobe
and
Chris Paul. They went over there and did their thing, and they're bringing the gold back. They got a lot of pictures posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
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 So that's a good thing.
I appreciate your friendship.
I appreciate yours too. I love the awesome music that you post.
Yeah. I consider you a dear friend, and I hope that we can be Facebook friends for as long as it's possible. Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm so happy because I celebrated my birthday this past week, Saturday. I've been thanking God, thanking all of you for, you know, being thoughtful of me during this month.
Yeah, I wrote on your wall. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so
but then yesterday was a birthday of a dear friend of mine that committed suicide. I don't know if you heard, you're not from Broome County, but this is local news where a friend of mine jumped over a bridge, and nobody actually knows why. They don't know if he committed suicide or, I mean, he was basically high, and he jumped a bridge into a pretty much like a whitewater river. It was about 15 feet high or deep or however you want to see it. And I mean, he's basically a good swimmer, but you know, this is like white water, so it's kind of like it flows and it's pretty rough to swim in water like that. So he was, you know, pretty much he died. So you know, yesterday was his birthday, and
shout out to the mayor of him. What was his name?
Keith Slater.
Yeah, and when did he die?
Huh? Yeah, he died. When was it? It was about a year or 2 years ago, something like that. He actually jumped the bridge, and yesterday was his birthday. So, you know, I wrote on his wall too. I'm constantly, you know, posting messages, his pictures, and you know, I even dedicated a Beastie Breakdown video in his honor.
Because
it basically describes his life in general, symbolically. I mean, you know, I just called pretty much just to say hi.
That's good. I liked when you called before when I was talking with Dread Days.
Dread Days or something like that.
Yeah, and you had some very good questions.
Yeah, what was his name again? Dread Days or something like that?
I don't want to say his name wrong.
No,
lot.
No, not his name. I mean the band. What was it called?
The band Dread Days. I just made one of his songs. I knew it was that.
Yeah. Dread Days.
Asashi. I don't want to say his name wrong.
Dread Days.
He's the lead singer. You spoke to the lead singer.
Yeah. So yeah. So I was talking to him.
He was born in New York. You know, he's originally from New York, too. It's probably one reason why you two vibe so good.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they've been living in Los Angeles a long time. Yeah, but he's over
LA,
there.
Yeah. I've been out that way for a little while, you know. Inglewood, it's not the place to be, believe me. Yeah. You know, they renamed Inglewood a Wish You Would. So there's a lot of activity out there. Yeah, they renamed it from Inglewood to I Wish You Would.
I've only been to California once, Long Beach, and you know, visiting Hollywood. But I look forward to going back there soon too. But Inglewood, where Tyra Banks is from?
Yeah, well, I want to give a shout out to Inglewood, California. Because I've been out that way for a while, and basically it's kind of like in my heart it's home to me. I mean, Inglewood, California, it's pretty much just a hangout for me. You know, I lived there for a couple of years. Inglewood is was basically where I used to live in California. I mean, this got a lot of activity out there, and pretty much it's the same here in Broome County. There's a lot of activity, a lot of gangs, and drug trafficking. It seems that my past keeps following me, no matter where I go, and I keep running, and just, you know. I mean, I'm 45 years old. I'm tired of running already.
I can't run anymore
because my legs just won't. No, it's not happening. My legs are not able to function anymore. So, there's another angle that I can go, because the scooter store gave me a thumbs up, because then my insurance is going to pay for a power chair for me, and I can basically get my legs back, you know, with the power chair. So,
what happened?
I don't know, because, well, I don't know how much time do we have to talk.
We might have about 15 more minutes. What happened?
Oh, great. I've been in a nutshell. I've been a sous chef and for 23 years of my life. I'm retired now, and basically a sous chef is kind of like a co-executive chef. I'm not gonna mention names, but it was a company in New York City that I used to work for 23 years. And I was forced into retirement because of my health condition, which is what they call elephantitis of the legs. Do you know what that is? No.
I have heard of it, but... To tell you I know what it is, I can't do that. But I have heard of it, but I'm sure listeners want to know, that don't know, want to know.
Well, elephantitis of the legs is basically edema, swelling of the legs. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's an exhaustion of the legs, in a nutshell. And if you see the legs of an elephant, it's pretty much the same with my legs, because it's like an extreme exhaustion of standing on my feet for 23 years of my life as a sous chef, a co-executive chef, which is the right hand of the actual head cook in this establishment, which I'm not going to name names. So
okay.
I had no idea that that being a sous chef required me to be on my feet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, I had no breaks. I had no days off.
You must have. I bet you're. Obviously, you were good and your cuisine was good. What was your specialty food?
Is say that again, ma'am. I mean, Miss.
I said, obviously, my voice is gone. Is gone. I know you've noticed that, haven't you? My voice is gone over the weekend. Obviously, your food, your cuisine was good. What did you specialize in cooking?
I did everything. I did everything from basically glazed ham to Thanksgiving turkeys, baked goods. I mean, I did it all. I did it all. I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You know what I mean? It was a catering company. You know, we basically did was take orders from different numerous companies from around the area. We send out orders. You know, it's a catering company. But then again, we had to also do breakfast, lunch, and dinners because we had guests coming in. Tours. We did tours. Oh, they did tours of the company for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, they would come in, take the tour, you know, pretty much, sit down, have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever there was, whatever. Sit down, eat. I mean, I was basically on my feet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, you know, I had no idea that my position required my being on my feet for so long, and I was forced to retire because, I mean, 23 years of, service, I mean, I just couldn't take it anymore. I mean, I'm 45 years old, and, I'm not getting any younger, and, I was forced to retire because of my health condition.
Exactly.
And basically,
It sounds like you loved your work, and it sounds like the pay was pretty good, too. But wow.
Well, I mean, the pay was okay. The retirement sucked. The retirement plan really sucked. I mean, the pay, actually, the on-the-job pay paid a lot more than my retirement. I mean, 23 and a half years of service, I mean, I have nothing to show for it except empty pockets and the swelling of the legs. So,
yeah.
I have pretty much nothing. I mean, I have nothing right now. Basically, I'm homeless right now with a room, basically. You know, I'm homeless.
You have
a dormitory style room. I mean, it's basically, I mean, I have nobody to lean on. I have no family, no friends, no significant other to help me out. So I'm looking forward to this power chair that I'm supposed to be getting after the 20th of this month.
But that's a blessing right there. That is a blessing right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a blessing. I thank the Lord for being in my life and blessing me in this manner because I have no way of getting around because I can't walk and the power chair is going to help me out a lot.
Yeah, the power chairs I have seen, they seem like they're just amazing and just a blessing to those that I see using them.
Yes. So, the Lord has blessed me in many ways. Basically, I want to make a public statement that God is real, in my life, and there's a lot of people out there that you know they want to live their life the way they want to, but so broad road really leads nowhere,
Yeah.
Narrow path is the straight and narrow is the way to go, but Jehovah is real in my life and He has blessed me.
Yeah.
I take it for granted at times,
I notice that sometimes on your wall that you get kind of pissed off. I'm like, whoa, I hope you don't ever get pissed off at me.
No. I don't take my aggressions out on nobody unless they piss me off, then,
I notice every once in a while you do vent.
Yeah, we all vent.
I have my moments where I vent. But I notice you vent. And that's good. It's healthy to vent.
If I don't vent, I have to, because if I don't, then, it's like a time bomb. It'll just go off, so. It's like when you shake a 2-liter bottle of soda and you unscrew the top or the, you just go everywhere, so forget it, so.
Yeah.
So that's basically me. So, that's my life in a nutshell.
We have to keep each other in our prayers. I'm glad you shared this your story with us, because I did not know this, and I'm glad you shared this story with everyone, listeners and myself. And we know to pray for you, and we know that you're praying for me and praying for others also whom you come in contact with, and just sharing what's happening with you right now. I'm sure you feel that you're touching others about what you're sharing. Yeah.
Right.
And in return, it encourages you. I know it encourages me. I mean, I thank God for you and other on and offline friends and listeners, because, sometimes you feel like blah, like, oh, my God. I feel like you say, you just get tired. Like, oh, my God. And then sometimes just hearing inspiring, encouraging words from you or others, I mean, that brightens my day and keeps me going,
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But thank God you do have a roof over your head.
I do. It's small, but, it's cheap also. I mean, it's crowded, but, I do have somewhere to sleep.
And once you get your mobile chair, doors probably going to open more, because you'll be more mobile and more able to communicate and go places.
Right. So,
I see my friends here in Jackson who use mobile chairs. Boy, they know they get around.
Right, yeah, I do. Well, yeah. I'm going to when I do get that chair. It's going to be a whole different experience, because I haven't been on the outside for a while. Can't walk, so I have to depend on others to do things for me. Shopping, the laundry I do on my own, because I don't like people touching my clothes and stuff like that, you know what I mean? I don't like people touching my clothes, so the laundry I do on my own, so,
Exactly.
But the shopping, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay, the shopping what?
The shopping I have to depend on others to do for me, because I can't really get around. So I really can't trust the people or rely on the people that are around me right now. So I can't really depend on them to do my shopping, because they have basically problems of their own, like mine's, and I can't really depend on them to do things for me. So I have to depend on my own resources, whatever that is. which is limited because I can't walk. I mean, if I could, get within 15 miles of where I live on foot, I would be okay, but I can't. But like I said, I'm waiting on that wheelchair. I mean, that power chair, because it's gonna.
And you'll be able to cook for yourself more. You cook for yourself, right?
Yeah, I cook for myself. But see, I need people to go do my shopping for me. So.
Yeah, but you just
that's gonna change.
But with that, I was just saying, with the new power chair, you'll probably be more mobile in your kitchen too, and able to cook. You know, cook things that you really want to cook too.
Yeah, that too. But see, that the kitchen area is very, very tiny. And they have this huge table, like, sitting right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I'm going to... Well, I really don't need the power chair to maneuver around the inside. I need it more for the outside. But they're going to give me a combination of both indoor and outdoor power chair, which
that's
really...
Cool.
Hmm?
I was just saying, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah,
do you ever talk to your former coworkers or bosses?
No. Never that. They don't want. They have like their own.
As long as you work for the company.
Hmm.
As long as you work for the company, you don't keep in touch. They don't keep in touch.
Oh no! Why would I keep in touch? For what?
I
wouldn't wanna associate with them. I mean, they basically screwed me. My retirement. I have nothing. Basically, I did it to myself because I chose the profession that I chose, and basically I screwed myself. They screwed me. I screwed myself. My life sucks, and basically, the only thing that I have to rely on is the love and my God, Joel. That's it.
Lord, praise God.
And I'm sorry to say that sometimes I feel that the love of Jehovah God is not enough. I want something more physical. The spiritual is okay. I mean, I want something more physical, but then, you can't have everything that, you want in life. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? So.
Wow. So a friend of mine was talking about it the other day, because I had a former boyfriend who's passed away, but I was just saying you can have it all. And a friend of mine and I were talking the other day, and she was saying that she's living the American dream now after going through so much that she's just a business owner now. She's on my Facebook, but she's been through a lot. But she's happily married now and successful business, and she's like, I'm living the American dream, Bethany. And I like that's what people need to know, that we can attain the American dream. And I'm like you. I'm a very positive thinker, and I used to believe that, okay, we can have it all. But then I used to think to myself, well, we might can have it all, but not all at the same time. So when you just said what you said, you made me think like that, But is it possible to have it all at once? But I guess it's pretty much our goal. To have it all. But until you're sharing the story, and I have a lot of politicians and a lot of people like I who are political enthusiasts that listen to the show, and people need to hear what a lot of us are going through when it comes to health care and retirement. You're just speaking the truth of your life and sharing what's going on right now. But a lot of people are listening saying, I consider you. Because I'm going through the same thing. I know somebody going through the same thing.
Right.
So you're touching many of the people. And at the same time, I'm sure you're feeling a relief, too.
Loneliness is a very, it's a very lonely life. Being alone is not fun, basically. Yeah. So.
Alone is a different thing. But like you were saying, loneliness, that's a motherfucker. You know, some a lot of us need that alone time, but when it's a lonely feeling, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, you know, it's not good. You know, it's not. I'm consumed daily with thoughts of suicide, but you know, I don't want to go down that road. Basically, because that's murder, and murderers don't go to heaven, and I don't want to go down that road. I mean,
exactly. Please don't
the
do
thoughts,
that.
The thoughts of suicide consume me daily, but you know, I don't. I don't want to keep repeating myself. I don't want to go down that road. So.
Exactly. You know, like you said, you pray to God, and you think about me, friends like me. Like, oh my God, I hurt Beth and hurt so many others. You know. So whenever that thought runs across your mind, you think about, you know, friends like myself and others who I would be so hurt and devastated. Because I've had one too many friends who have committed suicide. You know, and I always wonder what could have said, should have done, would have, could have, should have. You know, I have had thoughts of suicide before, but I have gotten to the point where I understand why people commit suicide. You know?
Yeah.
Because it just seems like it's too much pressure and just give up. But I have been hurt many times by loved ones who have either considered suicide or actually committed suicide. I mean, just in recent years, I've had so many friends or acquaintances of loved ones commit suicide.
Right.
You know? I'm talking about people from people broke to people who were rich, I don't know what. So, you know, yeah, whenever, don't even think, that thought will cross your mind is, you know, run it back. I've been talking about suicide a lot, preventing suicide a lot on the show, but recently haven't. So in the near future, going to focus on the topic itself. Because, I mean, that's something that I know firsthand from friends and relatives that are considered our son. And that thought runs across your mind. Like you say, you pray to Jehovah and God. But you think about friends like me who would be like, oh, dumbfounded and hurt, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel you because I haven't been suicidal before, but I have been to the point where I understand why people just say, F it, you know? Too much pressure. Much happening. Can't take it no more. Don't nobody love me. I feel unwanted. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I have ways of...
It's not a good feeling. You know, I need to just, you know, just leave and kaput. But don't feel like... When you feel like that, think about, hey, you're touching people right now.
Right.
Yeah. So just think about how you're touching people now. You might be, somebody might be thinking suicide right now, listening to you, and reconsidering it now.
Don't do it.
I'm glad you shared that. I'm glad you shared ways
of venting and getting hostility out, you know, in ways other than, you know, committing suicide. Because, I mean, you only live once, and committing suicide is, it's not the way to go. I mean, you know, if you want to commit suicide, yeah, but you know, I mean, you only live once. You know what I mean? You know, think about
Exactly. Like I was just so grateful, thankful to see my birthday. I mean, you know, I hope to see many more, and I hope you see many more. But yeah, but when you get your power chair, you're probably gonna feel better. And you'll be more mobile and go out more and interact with others. And you might start volunteering somewhere, you know?
Hmm?
If you have your power chair, you can, like, get out and maybe do some volunteer work. Because volunteering help a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Interact with others, meet new friends. Might meet you a new girlfriend.
Hopefully. Maybe a girlfriend in a wheelchair. We're riding around together.
So it's looking at it in an optimistic, positive way. But I feel you, exactly. And yeah, don't let that stop. Like I said, I've never been suicidal, but I remember like in the late 90s, prayer works, like you said, pray to Jehovah. But I remember one time, I wasn't suicidal, but it was like this thought just ran across my mind, well, you need to just end it. My second marriage had just failed, and some other things just weren't working out. And, but then I immediately, I was at church, and I mentioned it to one of the pastors and said that, I said, I'm not suicidal, but just a thought ran across my mind, just once, like, well, maybe you shouldn't even be here, you know? And I told that assistant pastor at the time, and she prayed, and they prayed, and I never had a thought like that ever again. But I've had so many friends who commit suicide since then, and I can relate to that loneliness and maybe feeling unwanted or unloved and so on. Or maybe and naysayers and people who talk bad about, untruths about a person, they can make you feel bad too. So I have learned how to deal with stuff like that. But I focus more on people like you who show love, you know?
Right,
and more people show love than the naysayers and the negative people. And what amazes me is where the negativism comes from. You know, people that you least expect sometimes. So sometimes that can be hard.
Haters are people that wish that that they were you. I mean, basically, it's jealousy. It plays a part, you know, because basically haters are people that have no lives of their own, so they want to live yours, you know. So I want to give a shout-out to the haters, F you all, you know. You know, keep hating because, you know, it makes me feel better about myself, you know what I mean? The more you hate me, the more I love myself.
Like your homie in New York, Russell Simmons, do you. If everybody do the same, then you shouldn't have no time to be, like you all say, because I really don't say hate, but I guess it's basically what it is, hating. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're doing you don't have the time to be doing anything negative and saying negative stuff about others.
Yep. There you go.
So do you.
Yep, exactly.
And it goes back to what you were saying. If what you just said, if you love yourself more, see, you don't want to end your life and you love yourself.
It makes me
stronger. You know, exactly.
Makes me strong.
Exactly.
The more you hate me, the more I love myself for being me.
Exactly. Yep. Well, I thank you so much for calling. I'm glad you shared shared your life story and other events that's been happening in your life. Because you definitely have helped me with this conversation, and no listeners like it too. And I just like learning more about you. So that's good. And then the thing you didn't know what you were going to talk about when you first got on the air, because basically I was talking about entertainment and lifestyle stories, and based on Mondays, Motivating Monday, and so what you've been sharing is definitely motivating, you know, and inspiring. And like you mentioned about loving yourself more, I mean, when we love ourselves, we don't want to put ourselves in positions to be hurt or injured, and definitely don't want to take our own lives. So you make me feel better now talking about how you do love yourself. So, because I'm like, wait a second, I'm going to have to send somebody, what's your address? I'm going to have to send somebody over there.
It seems that my Facebook friends keep getting smaller and smaller. My Facebook circle keeps getting smaller, and I mean, whatever. Anyway, it just keeps getting smaller, and I don't know why I keep losing so many Facebook friends, but whatever the case may be, whatever. I don't know, but I mean, basically, other, I mean, just people are just phony on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's a breath of fresh air to talk to you and actually, you know, find somebody that has, you know, a firm ground on, you know, that this is basically not, you know, fake, you know? So, So, everybody that I've seen, like that Lewis guy, you know, is, you know, he's definitely a phony. You know, he's not what he said he is. He's the total opposite of the spoken truth. And basically, a lot of people on Facebook are just like him. I mean, that's basically why they keep, you know, they keep my Facebook friends keep getting smaller and smaller, because, you know.
Well, you're just weak
basically
now.
Basically, everybody was his friend, you know, so once he was gone, they followed the line of the spoken truth of whatever.
Well, basically, you're just weeding out. You're just pulling out the weeds, you know. You know, I'm down here in Mississippi, but I know it's green. It's greenery up there too. So, you know, you're pulling out that weed. You're pulling the weeds out, plucking those weeds up.
I mean, basically, a lot of people just, you know, they just leave. I was looking at your profile and found that one of your friends was mine on Facebook, and he pretty much left my page to go on yours. I said, "What the hell? What is he doing? What is he doing on as your friend? He left me to go with you." So
maybe when I'm mutual friends,
maybe he needed the exposure or whatever the case may be. He's another phony. I don't want to mention names, but, you know, he's a comedian. He's a comedian, and, you know, it's a.
And, you know, I love comedians. I show comedians so much love. You know, I love comedians, and I love people with a sense of humor, like you.
Well,
you know, I love comedians, so I give comedians a lot of love. I feel like I don't give them enough love, but I give them a lot of love.
Yeah.
He can still remain your friend.
So maybe
he
maybe he left my page to go with yours because of the exposure. But, you know, whatever.
He could have remained being your friend too.
Nah, he's not on my page anymore. He left me to go with you, and
don't say that.
He's another phony too. But, you know, I mean, you know, he pretty much left me to go with you. I mean, you know, for the exposure. I mean, I've never actually heard him on your show. I don't know why he would be on your page. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I mean, whatever.
You inbox message me and let me know who he is. Because I'm friends with a lot of comedians.
I'll message you. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, let me know, because I'm friends with a lot. I love comedians. And I show them a lot of love.
And to add to that, I've never actually heard his jokes. I'm not familiar with his comedy act at all, so I don't know. I really didn't know who he was to begin with. I mean, I never spoken to him, but he was, you know, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I'll message you, definitely. I'll let you know
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, but he could have remained your friend.
I don't know.
We could have been both
whatever.
Our friends.
Anyway, doesn't matter. My friend, your friend, doesn't matter. You know, I've never spoken to him, and I'm not familiar with his, you know, I'm not familiar with him at all. So I don't know. I really don't care.
Okay. Well, our time is running low, and I'm glad you called in. And to think you didn't know what to talk about at first.
I didn't know.
But I pretty much was talking about entertainment and lifestyle stories and. Stories is breaking now, and I like to talk about a book called Walk Off the Weight, and to talk about, you know, health tips and exercise tips and so on. So what do you do to maintain good health?
Well, good health is not off in the mind right now.
But
exercise is not in my repertoire at all, because I can't move. So the exercise thing is out. You know, I can't. the swelling and the total exhaustion, extreme exhaustion of my legs didn't allow me to exercise at all. So that's how.
Well, being a retired being a retired chef, do you recommend any healthy ways of eating?
Well, yeah, the eating thing, I mean, that's I'm a big boy, so eating is pretty much all I can do for now. You know, but I don't eat much. But then again, if you were to see me, you would say, damn, this guy must eat cement.
I see pictures and so on, but I know you have some health tips to share. When you get your power chair, you'll be able to do exercises. You can do arm exercises, you know?
Yeah.
Keep your upper body strong.
Yeah, use the upper body, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't see what develops with that wheelchair. See what happens with the power chair. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
At least I'll be able to go outside and do things that I can't do for myself now. So,
basically,
I need that wheelchair because that's pretty much it's gonna play as my legs for a while.
I'm excited for you. That's like getting a new car.
Yeah, it's like getting a pair of legs, you know what I mean? You walk around, go outside, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Okay, I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for being a friend of mine, Ms. Nelson. Awesome. Yeah, God bless you, and I pray that the good Lord blesses you in your show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll have to let you go.
Well, thank you, and you hold on and don't be thinking like that. I know you love yourself, but I feel you on that, though, really, I do. You know, I'm not going to be faking and shaking, saying, I don't relate, but having so many friends that have left that way. And also, even me feeling under pressure sometimes, I understand why, even though that's not good, because you really don't know what's right around the corner.
Right.
You get that power chair, you already know your life is going to be different, you know? Even I'm talking about getting a new ride, I'm looking forward to getting a new ride, you know? My own wheels, because, you know, living in Jackson, Mississippi, it's important to have your own wheels.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely out there, yeah.
Yeah, and road trips and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. Yep, definitely. I don't know how it is out there in Jackson, Mississippi, but here, the only mode of transportation around here is buses or trains.
Yeah, and subway, right, but then this. At least a lot of people in New York don't even own cars, right?
Oh, no. Pretty much everybody has a car here, yes. Everybody has a car. If you don't have, a car, then you have to depend on them.
If you're in the city, you can get around without a car. But if you're, like, on the outskirts, you need a car to go in and out, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you need some kind of mode of transportation if you're going to have a car. Oh, you gotta depend on the buses.